Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
His first Super Bowl was the 9/11 Super Bowl.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'll tell you what Tom Brady just did gives me goosebumps.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Brady goes out there and wins the Super Bowl.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports rules analyst Mike Pereira. Tampa Bay Times Bucks writer Rick Stroud. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed it is. Hour 3 of the Rich Eisen Show live on the Roku channel here on the Thursday before Super Bowl week. We are taking this show on the road next week in Arizona. We're going to be in the Super Bowl experience in the downtown Phoenix Convention Center Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Our guest list is chef's kiss. I could not be more excited about next week on this program, especially since it'll be the first show from the big game ever streamed on this wonderful platform, Roku, and the Roku channel that we call our home and have since September and hope to call as our home for a very long time on the Rich Eisen Show. We're free every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern time, and we are going to show everybody who might be new to this program, because you're watching us on the Roku platform, on all Roku devices, select Samsung Smart TVs, Amazon Fire TVs, the Roku app, or the RokuChannel.com. You're watching us for free. You might be new to us. This is when we really, I'll say it, when we shine. This is when we do our work. It's kind of a hangout show for all 3 hours. No doubt. Who's at the Super Bowl? No doubt. They just come and just hang. And sometimes we have guests merging and guest gridlock, which I love. We have two chairs. We've got multiple microphones. It's Mike Del Tufo going crazy, trying to make sure everybody is all mic'd up and heard. And it's a lot of moving parts, and we're all excited. We've done it for so many years through our previous partners. Excited to do it for the Roku channel next week. And you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. Great chat with Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. Yes, last hour, talking about what the Bucks are going to do at quarterback, and he gave the old shrug emoji. Do not know. Do not know. Last time the Bucks made the Super Bowl, as we all know, it was against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, and it was his foot in that game that we were all wondering if it was healthy enough, right? It was the old foot. And his problem that night is his offensive line was banged up coming into that game, and so was his foot and his protection, and it wasn't looking good at all. Certainly when you got Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh and all those guys coming at you.
Yep.
You know, Shaq Barrett, my goodness, coming right at you. Levante David, Devin White, oh my goodness. And the Chiefs fixed their offensive line right then and there in that following offseason. And then it was the back end that kind of got exploited in the AFC Championship game by Joe Burrow in the second half of that game. And boom, Brett Veach is like, we're going to fix the back end. We got a back end. We got the trenches handled. And now they're back in the Super Bowl. And now it's about Mahomes' ankle. It's a little higher up from the foot. Mahomes spoke today.
Oh.
And as you know, we are all over ankle coverage. Last week, if you were surprised by how Mahomes played on that ankle in the AFC Championship game, you were, this is your bad, your fault. You were not taking in this program. We were on it. The it being the way he stood on his ankle at the podium riser on the Wednesday of Championship week. We noticed how he took the steps, the mini steps down the riser. We were like, okay, it looks pretty good. And then the next day, when he stepped off that riser without using the steps, just one step off the riser, no hitch in his giddy up, we're like, he's good. GTG, good to go. And look what happened. Made the Super Bowl. So we're on it. And if
it was a BP, a Bengals problem.
Oh, yes. It was a BP. It was a TP, a VP, their problem. but see, here it is now, Thursday before Super Bowl week, his first Patrick Mahomes and his attached ankle, media availability. How's the ankle? Did he take a step back?
Oh, yep.
When he got hurt in the third quarter of that game, tie game.
Hobbling around a little
bit. Yeah.
A little jumpy jump.
Was that a step back? because he's taking step forwards. Yeah. Now is it a step back? Here's his answer.
No, I don't think so. I just was generally sore, I think, from the game. And it was a physical game. I mean, my whole body was a little sore. So I don't think I had any step backwards or anything like that. I know, like, re-aggravation of the ankle, the little bit of pain I had playing with it. But other than that, I feel like I'm in a good spot.
There you go.
All right, good spot.
Look, that's great. I need to see video.
No, you need to
see. I need to see him walk off to fully assess the situation.
I think I don't think anybody in the media is doing that anymore.
Well, we are.
We're not there. Otherwise, we'd do it.
That's true.
I just wonder, is like Henry Winkler flying out there to give him like a little calf massage?
Mr. Miyagi like that.
Yeah. Miyagi-Do karate.
I don't know. I think that was a couple of years after Night Shift. He wasn't in that film. But, you know, Pat Morita was in Happy Days, so there is some sort of Kevin Bacon connecting in the dots we're doing here. All right.
How?
Ankle's fine. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We've been asking all day, what sports day would you relive like Groundhog Day? And the way that we're asking that, sure, you'd like to relive the excitement of the day, the beauty of the day, the warmth of the day, but also it's like the film that's airing over and over again today, kind of like us on Channel 210 on the Roku channel, is that we want you to potentially step in, try and change something because you're bored with the monotony of reliving the day, and then maybe you get angry. You drive angry. Don't drive into the quarry.
Don't drive angry.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. First in, first up on this, Aaron in Wisconsin. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys.
First things first. I don't mean to interrupt you. You're not Rodgers, are you?
Nope, not Rodgers.
Okay, very good. All right. Aaron in Wisconsin.
But this is the Kyle Pitts Eat My Sweatshirt guy.
Hey!
What's up, man?
The Kyle Pitts Eat My... Now, I said I would eat your sweatshirt. If you're not... Are you calling...
Is he driving around right now?
You're a truck driver, right? Are you a driver?
I'm a food delivery driver.
Delivery driver. And you once upon a time called in and say that Kyle Trask would be chosen number one overall. And I said, I love the guy. But if that happened, I would eat the sweatshirt that you were driving food around in, right? Is that correct?
Almost. It's Kyle Pitts going to the Niners instead of Trey Lance.
There it was.
Got it.
Okay. So
my moment is Game 7, Cubs-Cleveland World Series. I was 6 years old when I was at an arcade and brought my little Cubs plastic hat back to the table and told my dad how happy I was, and he said, no, you need to go get a different one. They're never going to win. And my teenage childhood sweetheart was breaking up with me when the Cubs were blowing up the NLCS against the Marlins in 03. And so, it was a nice moment to finally see him come through and win.
So hold on a minute. Are you saying during the Bartman moment, your high school sweetheart was breaking up with you? Is that what you're saying?
My mom was yelling at me because she's like, you're going to regret it if they win this game and you're spending time on the phone with that girl.
Mom was right. Always listen to your mom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Thanks for the call, Aaron. Greatly appreciate it. Hang up the phone from your high school sweetheart and pay attention to the game, says Aaron's mom.
I got broken
His
up
phone
with
calls
once.
Are some of the most amazing phone calls. Yeah. I'm sorry.
What in 2004, in the middle of watching PTI, and I thought that was going to ruin PTI for me forever.
Five bad minutes? Is that what it was?
I still watch it.
The rundown? The rundown was girl rundown breaking up with you? What was it? What was it?
2004.
In 2004.
Bad. January of 2004. I still watch PTI 20 years later.
By the way, why not? It works. Same guy still doing it.
That's right.
Chris in Redding, California, where I got my TV start. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rich. How's it going, man?
How's it going? How old are you, Chris?
I am 45.
Okay, so wait a minute. If you're 45, let's do the math. I was in Redding in 94 to 95. So you would have been in your 20s, huh?
No, I was in high school. I was at the I was at the newly minted Foothill High School playing football for the Cougars.
Did I cover your team?
You may have, yeah, for Channel 7 there. Yeah.
Channel 7R. I might have been out there with my 3/4-inch camera and my big, huge-ass coaxial cable attached to the deck over my left shoulder, making sure that the exploits of Chris in Redding, California made my 11 o'clock sportscast. Did you score a touchdown, Chris?
My sophomore year as junior varsity against Central Valley High School. I was a defensive lineman. I caught a deflected pass from the quarterback. He got hit. I caught it out of the air and returned it for a touchdown. Yes, I did.
Central Valley. Is that in Cottonwood? Is that where that is? In Central Valley?
It's known as Shasta Lake City now.
That's right.
Just north of Redding.
Just north of Redding. That's Central Valley. Okay, very good. What do you got there, Chris?
So, you know, being from Redding, I'm a Northern California sports fan. And
yes.
If I could go back and change, I have two for you. I would want to change the Kirk Gibson home run off of Dennis Eckersley. As a young man, that pretty much tore my heart out.
No, I mean, here's the difference here, Chris. It's not Back to the Future where you can change the future. You could try to disrupt it for a day, but it still happens the next day. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem.
Yeah.
But you could do it once, I guess. You could run out there and tell Eckersley, don't throw it there. You could do that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, the other one was going to be the Charles Woodson hit on Tom Brady, the tuck rule.
I like it. Thanks for the call, Chris. Say hi, everybody up there in the North State. There you go. Central Valley. My gosh. Here's one I won't relive. I told you the story about my first day on the job in Redding. Did I tell you this story? First day I'm on the job in Redding, California. Okay, so that equipment that I had, this camera, and it was this huge coaxial cable that attached to a 3/4-inch deck, a tape that you'd put in with two huge batteries like this big. You'd shove them in
bricks.
There, and it was this brick. They were bricks.
Heavy.
They were huge, okay? And it would attach to in this deck that you put the cable in to attach to the back of the camera. Yeah, it was in this, you know, conveyance that you'd have this strap and be hanging by on. It was very unwieldy, and so I've never done this before in my life. Never had this. I grabbed the equipment that my predecessor had put away in a drawer in a closet. It hadn't been used for like 3 weeks. I grabbed a tape, two tapes, and then I grabbed two extra batteries and kept the ones in the machine. And I drove off to Cottonwood, California, about a half an hour drive away in the white Ford Escort with the Spirit of the North State 7R logo emblazoned on the side. So everybody who went to this high school playoff football game knew exactly who was on the scene covering. And there I was, because it was my first day on the job, in a sport coat and a tie, because I had to do a halftime stand-up. My job is to shoot the first game, second half highlights, do a stand-up with the coaches for the last game,
wow.
Okay? And that would be a live shot. There was a live truck there and everything. And then I would have to shoot the highlights of the second game and then go back and edit it all together and go on the air and do it live. Oh, my God. My head was spinning.
So what year was this again?
1994.
Okay.
So I show up, and I'm going to figure out how to work this machine equipment. I finally get it straight. It's like the third quarter of the game. And I look down at my machine, and the battery lights are blinking, like right off the bat, because the guy who was my predecessor didn't charge him. And I had that. So I'm like, okay, I got two batteries in the trunk of the car. So I go back to the trunk of the car, and I got my keys, and I open the trunk of the car, and I grab the batteries, close the trunk, and I think to myself, okay, I should probably get the second tape too, right? Because if the batteries are out, I should grab the tape. And I go to grab the tape, go to open the trunk. Can't find the keys.
Where are the keys?
They're in the trunk of the car.
Oh, no.
Locked it out. So then I look at the live truck that's going to be there to do the in-between game interview live truck. So I'm going to go, I'll ask that guy for, you know, help, you know, to maybe does he have a spare key or at least batteries? I got to get the batteries. He drives off. He couldn't get a signal and didn't even tell me, the new guy from New York, go F yourself out.
See ya.
Out. See ya. I'm now alone, and I'm freaking out. And these sweet people in Cottonwood, California, they come up to me and they say, the 7R guy, the local guy, like, hey, you need help? I'm like, yeah, I've lost my keys. I think they're in the trunk of the car. Do you have a Slim Jim? Mike, you know what a Slim Jim is, right?
Yes.
It's this piece of metal, piece of metal that you could slip in and open the car, and I'd hit the trunk button and open the trunk, and everything would be safe. These sweet people thought I meant beef jerky. No. They're like, they had no idea what I was talking about. I got this piece of metal. Can you? So here I am trying to open the trunk of the car with my fingertips, like rip it open. It's my first day of my job. I'm gonna get fired. I'm gonna get fired. I came all the way out here. I finally am starting my career, and I'm gonna get fired on day one because I'm blowing. I'm not getting any highlights. The live shot truck just went away. I don't even know where the hell I am. There's no Waze. There's no Waze. There's no nothing.
To print out
there's
MapQuest.
Nothing. Nothing. There's zero.
No, they didn't have that. Yet.
1994. There's nothing.
Yeah, Thomas guys weren't even around.
Exactly.
There.
I got nothing except batteries that are dead, a car that's locked, and I am pitting. I am like freaking.
Because you're in a sport jacket.
Out. And these sweet people are now trying to like lift the car up and whatever. So I just say screw it. I just got to get at least I'm going to get these highlights with the 2% of batteries that's left. And I picked up the pack that had my deck in it. And underneath that were the car keys.
Oh.
And everybody was lifting the car up. It was like the needle ripping off the record, looking right down and right up at me like, you are an idiot. You are an idiot. So sure enough, I open up the trunk, grab everything I need, and I got done whatever I needed to get done, and wound up, you know, not losing my job. Mm. But smash cut to about a year or so later, I got hired by ESPN, by SportsCenter, and that was actually a headline in the local Reading Record Searchlight sports section that I was hired by ESPN.
Yeah.
And I went to another event at this high school in Cottonwood, and a couple of people who were helping me with the car on that day came up to me and I saw the headline. Hopefully you'll keep your keys in your pocket when you go to ESPN. Won't want to relive that day, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I understand that. Mm-mm. That's a lot of pressure.
That
right there.
Oh my God. That was the first day of my TV job.
That's a little butterfly effect-ish too. If that had gone wrong, that will directly affect
everyone
in this room's
door?
Life right here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't have fired me either way, but good Lord. Welcome to being a TV broadcaster. Day one of my job.
You can only get better after
in that. In Reading. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll take more of your phone calls on the day that you'd want to relive. And LeBron plays tonight. Let's talk about him because he's the GOAT now on the clock, I think, now that Brady's retired. Talking about end of career. That's coming up. Rich Eisen here for Sleep Number. People who get enough quality sleep have more energy, better muscle mass, and improved muscle memory. That's a fact. Those are facts. Did you know, however, that 8 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness? I know it because I know my Sleep Number setting. It's 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart. But our Sleep Number smart bed lets us adjust the firmness on each side and change it to whatever we like. Sleep too hot or too cold? You're not alone. Sleep Number has innovative solutions also, from temperature balancing bedding to the new Climate 360 smart bed that actively cools and warms on each side to keep you sleeping just right. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? So you can be at your best for yourself and those you care about most. And now it's time for the ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus special financing. Only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/Eisen. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Want a smoother contour and more youthful-looking cheeks? Rediscover a younger-looking you by adding volume to the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC, part of the number one selling collection of dermal fillers based on January 2022 provider survey data. With help from Juvederm Voluma XC and a licensed specialist, you can achieve a more youthful cheek look completely customized for your goals. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show at the Rich Eisen Show desk, powered by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. LeBron playing tonight? Fresh off his triple-double at Madison Square Garden?
I don't know.
That foot that he couldn't play on in Brooklyn the night before. I guess he's just like, if it's back-to-back, I am not missing Madison Square Garden. And he came off the night of rest and triple-doubled. And I'll tell you what, man.
Let me tell you what, man.
The way that the Lakers played that night with LeBron and Anthony Davis and Russ, who, by the way, got to give it up to Russell Westbrook. Coming into the season, it was like no way, no how could he work here in Los Angeles with Davis and LeBron, certainly not coming off the bench. And Darvin Ham has kept him coming off the bench. He finishes the games anyway. You know, he's finishing anyway. And does he win Sixth Man of the Year right now as we're sitting here 2 weeks before All-Star break?
That's a good question.
I mean, he's still triple-doubling and double-doubling his head off.
He's averaging 16, 6, and 8.
And he is finishing games. He is finishing. And the question about these Lakers has been, who's going to finish? As much as you're talking about starting and who's starting, you got to have five guys that the coach goes, this is how we're finishing. That's it. We're closing. We got to close out here, certainly on the road. Certainly if it's a tough road opponent when you're home, who's closing it out? And in Madison Square Garden, it was Russ, Anthony Davis, LeBron, Dennis Schroeder, and the new star of the Los Angeles Lakers, Rui Hachimura. This guy can shoot threes, block shots, run the floor, rebound. That was a hell of a pickup, man. Everyone's like, okay, Kendrick Nunn and a whole bunch of twos. So what? He could change the dynamic here. I know this is all perhaps and ifs and buts, but this guy can. I mean, what does LeBron need? LeBron needs someone to spot up, shoot the three. LeBron needs someone to run the floor, and LeBron needs somebody underneath the basket to block a shot. That's not him coming from behind and block. He needs that sort of assistance. And this kid the way that he plays. The whole idea is like, who are the shooters for LeBron? Who's it? This guy could be one. And he's also tall enough.
He's a big dude. You know, Rich, you said something that I don't think gets talked about enough. I thought this back when I was in elementary school. You said, who's finishing the game? And I feel like so much emphasis is put on who's starting. Who's starting in the All-Star game?
Right.
Who's starting? The fact of the matter is, you're right. When a game is close, you need your five best on the floor to actually win the game.
And the Lakers didn't have that combination. They don't have it. I think Ham has been searching for it.
For sure.
And this kid has kind of given him a solidifying presence on that front. Because who have they been closing games with, really? It's been Bryant every now and then.
Lonnie Walker.
I know that, but
Lonnie Walker played well for a while.
He could say that's my five on the floor. Closed it out in the Garden.
Reeves has been hurt, and he was out there, too.
True. So, I don't know. And LeBron now, he's 89 shy of breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time points record. He's going to do it. He's got tonight's game in Indianapolis, right? And then there's another one on the road against New Orleans. And then a home game against Oklahoma City.
Yeah, back-to-back home games against OKC and Milwaukee.
Well, the question is, you know, I don't know if he plays the back-to-back, but, I mean, obviously Milwaukee would be the most, I guess, fitting team to do it against if you're breaking Kareem's record.
Good one.
So
also a team that you'd want to see him play against just because of the Giannis matchup.
I know, but so maybe they game it out in a way where he misses a game, so the 89th point comes on that night against Milwaukee with Kareem in the building, the two teams.
Yeah, no back-to-back.
That Kareem played
no back-to-backs.
For.
They're all every other day.
Okay.
Actually, he's got 2 days off between at New Orleans and home for OKC on the 7th.
Because with Brady gone now, this is the guy who's on the clock in terms of an all-time great, who's at the top of every single damn record for his sport. How's his career going to end? How's he going to look? How long does he want to play? If he keeps playing like this, how could he quit? How could he leave? What else is there for him to do? I mean, it's kind of the same with all due respect to Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is not at the top of the leaderboard in every metric by which your position in the sport is measured, like LeBron. I mean, and he's on that clock now, man. And what he's doing right now is Brady-like stuff. I mean, triple-doubling in Madison Square.
Since he turned 38 at the end of last month,
it's crazy.
He's averaging 35 a game.
It's insane.
Yeah, he really is.
He's pretty as good as ever. He's as good as ever. His team might not be, but he's as good as ever. And I hope he makes the playoffs this year, man. This league is so much better with him playing games that matter, whether you love him or hate him, or for some reason hate to love on, love to hate on him.
People do.
It's fine. You know, but I hope he makes it. And I'll tell you what, they're right there. I mean, what are they? Four losses out of fourth place. I mean, it's not much room between the middle of the playoff pack.
Yeah, the West is
in
the West is really jammed together. So Sacramento's 29-21. They're in the three spot.
How good are they?
The Lakers are 24-28. So 5 wins between 3 and 13th. So they're all kind of like you said, they're all kind of like.
But there's 9 teams in between there, too.
That's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. The middle is really, all together in the West.
There's only one with LeBron.
A good 2 week stretch, and suddenly you can go from out to being hosting a playoff series.
That's why,
out to further out.
That's why when your arm gets slapped in Boston and you miss it, you go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think his reaction was a little too over the top.
A little over the top.
But the fact of the matter is he had every right to be upset. And you're right, these games matter.
Well, and those guys, we didn't talk about it Monday because this happened on championship weekend. They were clearly still livid about it, and it looked like they were preoccupied by it in overtime, which they, by the way, they started behind in before it even started because Pat Beverly brought a camera out.
Which was pretty funny.
To show
by the way,
official.
That was
here's a digital frame of how you just blew the call.
Immediate tee.
You expect something like that from a football player.
The only thing more provocative to do to official is to go like this, hand him a pair of glasses.
Right.
Or worse, do you need these to look at the camera? I'm showing you the still photograph and of you blowing the call.
And that it was Pat Bev was just even better.
Yeah, and that was a hanging in the Louvre type moment with him with the camera. That's Joe Horn pulling up a cell phone. Yeah, that's T.O. on the star. That's everything. Yeah. That's, Sharpie out the sock. That's, that's just immediate one of those moments.
So, LeBron, this is it now, right? Brady's gone. It's now LeBron.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, with Serena retired
right.
last year. And
Federer looks like he's on his way out. And
same thing with Nadal's been kind of injured. And Djokovic just won his 22nd major.
We also have Ovechkin, though. He's
there you go.
Closing in on a record that I think no one thought would ever be touched. He's closing in on Wayne Gretzky's scoring record. And
goals.
I think Gretzky's points record breaking of Gordie Howe is the birth of my "he got it" call. By the way, "he got it" was when I was in grad school. Mm-hmm. While I'm going down memory lane and get back to your phone calls in a second, 844-204-RICH. While I was in grad school, at the Medill School of Journalism, hoping to get a job like the one that I damn near blew on the first day, like I told you at the top of this hour. I'm living with my fraternity brothers in D.C. because the last 3 months of the Medill School of Journalism, Northwestern School of Journalism school, was in Washington, D.C. I needed a place to crash just for a quarter, and these guys lived in a spot in D.C., so I crashed in a room there while I went to school at Northwestern. And it was the night I think Gretzky was breaking Gordie Howe's points record, and it was on ESPN. The game was on ESPN, and we're all watching it, and my buddy... Dave Money Satlin, I'll call you out, Money. He's dead asleep on the couch, like cutting Z's to the point where we can't hardly hear, I believe, Gary Thorne's call on ESPN. And Gretzky shoots, he scores. We all erupt because the record's broken. And Money just wakes up from his deep slumber, focuses on the screen and goes, "He got it," and rolled right over and went back to sleep on the couch. And that was like our phrase that we used in the house for the rest of the semester, which is like, "You got the dinner tonight? I got it. You're going to get the, you get in the garbage? I got it. I'll take it out." Like, that's how we would use that to the point where at the end of my time there in Northwestern, I said, if I make it to SportsCenter, my goal is to make it there through this whole process of going back to school. If I reach my goal, I will use this as a catchphrase.
That's awesome, man.
And now I'm using it calling football games.
That's dope.
When they split the upright, at least once a game I'm doing it. Mooch sometimes beats me to it. He likes it too. He got it.
That's awesome.
That's one of my favorite stats, though. If Wayne Gretzky never scored a goal,
yes,
he'd still be the all-time points leader.
Ridiculous.
It's just like if Hank Aaron never hit a home run,
right,
he'd still have 3,000 hits.
Right.
It's funny. A lot of the dumb stuff I say here, same thing, goes back to, like, you know, the varsity thing that you guys hate. My friends from college have been hating that much longer than you.
Well, it's because you're arrogant about the Cowboys. It's not that we hate.
When you refer to the Cowboys as the varsity. I don't think anyone would call that arrogance. I'm trying to be funny, not arrogant. I realize.
You know what? Like, I was trying to be funny, showing that my fantasy team is up on yours 10-0, and yet you take it as arrogance.
That's currently being arrogant.
This is currently the fact. If you go on our app right now, the thing is, nobody knows about this.
Everyone knows that Dallas is playing on a Monday night, so therefore I'm going to say that.
But not everyone knows about their personal stuff. Not everyone knows that Dallas is the varsity until you say it, and then it sounds arrogant.
I say the varsity happens to play after the JV.
So all I'm doing is I'm just trying to be funny here, okay?
Okay, well.
How does that work for you?
It doesn't in this particular case.
It doesn't. Does it not?
You know?
Suddenly, shoe on the other foot.
I don't think it's the same thing, but sure, if it gets you through this segment,
it's okay. At least I should let everyone know, for context, there's 11 points that can be had. So we're tied in one category.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Thank you. Back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Lonnie in Los Angeles. What's up, Lonnie? You've been hanging on for a while.
Yeah, man, how you doing? Look, my Groundhog Day fantasy is Super Bowl 20.
Okay.
When the Chicago Bears destroyed the New England Patriots.
Now,
because of that,
yes,
I would do anything for Coach Dicker. Because of that, I would go through hell for Coach Dicker, wearing a gasoline jacket, smoking a cigar, and eating a pork chop sandwich.
This side of you, we love this side of you, Lonnie. We love the bear side of you. But, you know, again, because this is a Groundhog Day movie, that after a while you would try to affect something differently. You would at one point get the ball to Walter Payton at least one time when you relive he scores a touchdown.
At least one time.
Okay, let's make sure of that. Thanks for the call, Lonnie. I appreciate you hanging on for as long as you did. That is still, by the way,
travesty.
I know the fridge was such a phenomenon. You're giving him the football and Walter Payton's in this game finally, and you are absolutely going to win it because you're trouncing Raymond Berry's Patriots in the Superdome, and you don't give it to Walter Payton? Come on. That is, travesty's a word for it. Let's go to Robin in Newport Beach. Let's take your call here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Robin?
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up?
I'll tell you what.
Yes?
I think you might get this thing wrong, but the onus of the Groundhog Day is to change the past, not to relive it.
Okay.
That's what Bill Murray did. I was a kid, and season tickets to the Chargers in 1963, my worst memory ever was the Holy Roller, September 10th, 1978, at the old Murph. And Murph was one of my favorite sports writers, and it just killed me. And all those rules have been changed.
Yes, they have. Now. Yep.
And I'd like to change that. And if you look at the ESPN highlights of it, it was me and my dad walking out. My dad says, "We got this," and everything. And we walked out, and we're above the thing. Now the stand's in there, and they have a photo of me going like that. We didn't talk all the way back to the bus ride.
Robin, thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate it. It's Robin in Newport Beach. I'm sorry. I can't leave this alone, but I have to push back here. The story of Groundhog Day is not to change the past. It's about changing your past ways to get through the day and change your future path because you become a better person by reliving the same day over and over again. It's changing your past ways, your bad habits, becoming a better person so the future is brighter. Tell me I'm wrong. Please.
I think that's correct.
That's what the movie Groundhog Day is about.
Yeah, he becomes a better person at the end.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, he becomes a better person.
Again, take a look, just for instance, Bill Murray plays a weatherman who is too big for his britches, feels that his station in life is bigger than his actual station in life, and has no self-awareness and is an a-hole to a lot of people around. So just imagine if they redo Groundhog Day and it's Skip Bayless starring in it.
Wow.
Okay. And
shots fired. Let's go.
I mean, just, I don't work with the man. I've just, you know, heard a thing or two. And this is that type of person that you see on the air. Okay. And Skip has to relive the day. That would be what? LeBron winning a championship, right? Or Dallas losing one. Like, he's got to relive that over and over and over again until he becomes a better person who doesn't watch a football game at age 71 and take somebody's jersey and ball it up, even though this guy's half his age, and perform art by throwing it in the trash can. And then finally, he gets through the day, and he's a better person for it. And the future is brighter. Right? I think I just described what Groundhog Day is. Right? I mean, that's Groundhog Day 2. Well, you can't really have a sequel to something that's already over that you've relived and it's now over, unless it's somebody else reliving a day. Did I just describe it? Am I wrong? Tell me I'm a little bit off.
According to whatculture.com, Bill Murray spent about 33 years reliving the same day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 12,000 days.
So almost as long as it's been since Dallas has been in the NFC Championship game again. See, I'm already writing the script for Skip to star in it.
Yeah.
You're welcome. The only thing is I don't think Fox is going to produce that one. Or they will, because they actually love this sort of stuff. I don't know.
33 years reliving the same day. Are you kidding me? No chance.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Did I just step in it or what? You guys like it when I work this way, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, because they deserve it.
Okay. I guess. Again, I don't work or know the guy. I just can only see the persona or whatever.
Mike, you see him.
Oh, he won't say anything. Mike is suddenly, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm doing stuff for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
What is this?
By the way,
I'm not gonna lie.
At Fox now, so I am not part of AM.
He's out.
I'm out.
Guys, he's out.
I'm a game guy.
He's out of this.
I'm a game guy. I'm doing the World Baseball Classic coming up. I'm doing USFL.
Except the Sunday morning football shows that I talk about so much that win Emmys.
I'm a game guy.
You're a stats guy and a game guy.
I'm a game guy.
And
for weatherman.
Pants guy. Don't pants forget. Guy? You yeah. said that last pants? Week. You're a pants guy.
Pants. Weather.
Look at you.
Stats.
See,
game.
It's kind of like you've lived this day over and over and over again, and now that you've changed for the better, you can move on.
No, Groundhog Day is.
That's what Groundhog point. Day is.
I've always been a better person.
Thank you for Robin for getting me on that jag by, I believe, mischaracterizing what the film is all about.
I got you.
And the moral of the story is that you can't move on out of your bad ways until you change. And then everyone around you, including yourself, is better for it. In other words, winter lasts so long when that shadow of your personality casts so much negativity. Spring is the hope that comes out of you changing your ways. That's what Groundhog Day is about. God bless Harold Ramis. What a genius film.
Yeah, genius.
Let's take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. The rebirth of the Trey Lance starting career in San Francisco. There will not be a Groundhog Day for Jimmy Garoppolo, apparently. Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season, and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com. And win the job hunt. Monster.com. This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite is a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/richpod. Head to netsuite.com/richpod for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/richpod. Monster.com is there to help you with your job hunt. If you're looking to change positions and join a new team, guess what? Monster.com is there for you. Millions of job openings on Monster.com. Great coaching and career advice, too. So you get a strong performance when it counts. Then when you upload your resume to Monster.com, guess what? You can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Yeah, employers are on Monster.com checking out resumes and seeing who's out there before they post their jobs. And then Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for these employers. They know how to match you with those job fits. And when you score the position, Monster.com has a salary calculator that ensures you're paid what you're worth. All the bases are covered. So go to Monster.com and win your job hunt right now. Monster.com. San Francisco 49ers had their season-ending press conference. And John Lynch, your general manager, head coach Kyle Shanahan there. Brady's retired. He's pieced off the chessboard. Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't return in time to be a backup. And we saw what that led to in the NFC Championship game. Brock Purdy has a reported torn UCL tendon in his throwing elbow.
Yeah.
The team insists it does not mean Tommy John surgery, which would keep him out, as you know, for a year. They think he can be back for training camp. And Trey Lance let it be known that his ankle will be fine well in time for organized team activity. So it looks like it's the Lance and Purdy train the last time that happened. Last summer, they're like, we can't go into the season like this. We need Jimmy Garoppolo. So here we are kind of back in the same spot. Last time this year, at this point last year, Jimmy Garoppolo knew he was gone. He said goodbye at the NFC Championship game press conference, the anniversary of which was 1 year ago Monday. Here we are on Thursday, a year later, and the question was legitimately put to Kyle Shanahan. Okay, so last year it was Garoppolo gone. Lance was, we assume, going to get the job. You went and you drafted a kid with the last pick in the draft who wound up being an offensive rookie of the year finalist in just five starts. So what now? And here was the answer from Kyle Shanahan.
I know we have two starters on our team right now that I believe we can win with. So when you have that situation, you're not that eager to go looking around.
Is there a scenario in which you guys could see Jimmy being back? And if so, what would that look like?
No, I don't see any scenario of that. Yeah, no, I gotcha.
We mean Garoppolo. Yeah, I know. Gotcha. Yeah. We were here before.
Gotcha.
There was no scenario. Groundhog None. Day. Not a scenario. And then he got hurt, couldn't be traded. Then he was still around, and we're looking around. Yeah, Groundhog Day is right. We're looking around, and hey, maybe you want to stick around because we can't go in with the last pick in the draft backing up a guy who's never done it for a full year. It's unbelievable. Do you remember the first week of Lance's first year? The whole conversation about the 49ers quarterback situation was, what's going to happen if Garoppolo gives way to Lance in the middle of a drive? You're going to actually switch up in the middle of a drive. He's going to be your red zone closer, and Jimmy G's going to be between your red zone quarterback. And that's what happened in game one. If you remember, the first touchdown pass of the season was Lance in the red zone. They brought him in. And it's just like, how's this going to work? And the smash cut to two NFC Championship game appearances and losses later, during which it was like, how the hell did it have to work that way against the Eagles? Now here it is. Lance, we believe he's going to be healthy. And Purdy, we believe he's going to be healthy. And we absolutely believe Garoppolo's not going to come back no matter what. It's unreal how this team's quarterback situation takes twists and turns. And in the meantime, around this situation is a ready to win a Super Bowl roster right now. Right now. And they say they don't want to bring in a veteran either. I don't know what that means. I mean, because if you think about it, who is the veteran you're going to bring in? It's going to be somebody who's going to want to start or thinks they can start. What are you going to bring in, Matt Ryan?
Right. No.
I mean, who's the veteran that be it's the end of the career that would accept a backup role? Would even Matt do that? Of course not.
No, I could see Matt retiring.
Or Matt's like, clearly knows Shanahan's system. Why wouldn't Matt just give it one last shot?
To compete?
But he won't win the job.
I don't know. What if he does?
Well, then roll it out again and hope that you have more than a 28-3 lead in the game that you want to win.
I know.
I'm sorry to say it that way, but you can't sit there and go, Ryan can't run a Shanahan offense. Well, yeah, he can. He can win an MVP in that offense. I don't know, man. Crazier things have happened, and to this team's quarterback room.
I mean, we had 70 starting quarterbacks in the league this year.
Correct.
Bananas.
Matt Ryan was a starter. Then he was benched. Then he was not even going to play at all. Then he was resurrected. Then he was benched like he's not going to play at all. That was his season. You know, I don't have time left in this show to talk about the Niners quarterback journey this year. Crazy.
Fantasy man. Projections for next year, Trey Lance 15th overall.
There you go. Well, we'll ask him as our first scheduled guest at the Super Bowl next week on Wednesday. But that's it for this Thursday show. Thanks to Rick Stroud and Mike Pereira and you for chiming in on your Groundhog Day stories. We'll have one more shot to get one of those in on Roku to wrap up this show. But we're see you on Friday. Otherwise...